There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, Andy. Marcus here from One Football. Just want to ask you about what's it been like training with Darwin Núñez. Is there anything about him that stands out so far for you?
Yeah, he's tall, but look, he's obviously came in. We've not been back for too long, but we have to let him settle in. And he's looked good in training. And the Brazilian boys and everyone that speaks his language are helping him a lot. I don't think me and him have had many conversations yet. We've just kind of smiled at each other, but you know, that will come. But fantastic player. We played against him and made it really difficult for us defenders in the two games. And, you know, if he puts in the performances, then he'll be a really good player for us.
Obviously, these trips are about training and pre-season friendlies, but can you just talk about the camaraderie that's built up in the squad from these trips, with how long journeys and all that, just because you see the guys in the squad as well?
Yeah, it's, you know, we're obviously in a hotel. We basically live together over this time. So we spend a lot of time together, a lot of time with the coaches, a lot of time with all the staff. And yeah, bring, this is where the foundations for the start of the season start. You know, this is where the hard work gets put in, where we try and find our fitness and our form again. And we start laying out what we want to do during the season. So these camps are so important. When we go to Austria, it will just be as important as well. And the amount of, you know, running and the amount of training we do is, you know, gets us to where we need to be for the first game of the season. Ours is obviously a bit quicker than everyone else's with the Community Shield coming up, but, you know, we'll be ready. We didn't have that long off, especially the international boys, but we had a good enough time to switch off mentally, physically, and our bodies are feeling good, and it's just about getting up to speed now, and I'm sure we will be come the first game of the season.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Andy. I'm Gabriel from ESPN. Obviously, you know, you come to a place like this, you see so many fans, you know, everywhere you go, you obviously know how big a club Liverpool is, but is it still a bit surreal that wherever you go, even a place like this, a small country like Singapore, you guys are getting mobbed, you know, fans screaming your name? You know, and is that just what it means to play for a club like Liverpool, and everywhere you go, you're being adored and loved by fans?
Yeah, I think the day you sign for Liverpool, you know, you play for a big club. But when you come to these places, it just reminds you of how big, you know, the club actually is. You come to countries like this and, you know, the fans they're so welcoming of you, as if, you know, you're their heroes, and they're waiting outside the hotel, you know, come in the stadium, everywhere you go. They just want a glimpse of you. And, you know, we appreciate it massively. You know, the fans all around the world are so important to us, not just the ones that get in Anfield every single week. And yeah, it's so important that we give back to the fans, you know, small things like open training today and playing matches over, you know, the other side of the world effectively. So it's nice to give them that back because their support's always appreciated. I know they get up at sometimes silly times to watch his games with time difference and things like that. So, look, it's incredible the support we've received on this tour, and I'm sure, you know, most countries we go to, we get that. But it's been special, and it's been really nice to see. And like I said, we don't take it for granted.
Hi, Andy Laura from the Straits Times in Singapore here. Just now you mentioned about how pre-season is important for you guys to lay the foundation for the following season, right? So last season we came really close to winning the Comebol. So is there an expectation this time to come to do that again? Or is there like added motivation or pressure because of that?
I think, again, when you play with this club, there's always expectations on you. It's what we have to deal with. We've always had to do that. And, you know, we have expectations of ourselves. We want to be the best versions individually and best versions as a team. I think last season, large parts, we showed that. Obviously, the end of the season didn't go the way we wanted to, but I think after time, we can look back on it and, you know, a lot of fond memories last season, and it also drives us forward for next season. We want the feeling of lifting trophies. We had that twice last season and two really good days out at Wembley, and we want that feeling again. But we know it takes a lot of hard work. We know it takes a lot of determination and everyone, you know, singing off the same hymn sheet effectively. And if we do that, then we believe we're there or thereabouts because we've got a fantastic team when we're at our best. But we know as soon as we drop below that, then you know, we won't achieve what we want to achieve. So that's what the plan is, to go for everything at 100% like we've always done. And if we do that, we believe that gives us the best possible chance to, you know, to be successful.
You left a heat wave in the UK, so you came down to Asia. Probably that wasn't such a big shock, but what about the humidity? How's that been affecting your
mentality?
A bit of a laugh
there,
so I
guess
it's been an issue.
It's made training a little trickier, especially the tougher sessions, but it's something that's part and parcel of football. You know, when you come over to these countries, that it's different weather. And being from Scotland, we're not quite used to that. I'm very used to the rain, not quite the humidity, but like you said, it's a heat wave back in the UK just now, so hopefully when we get back there's a little bit of rain, a little bit cooler, so it certainly makes it easier for training. But like I said, it's all part and parcel of it, training at different times, training in the dark, things like that. But you know, it's warm all year round here, I think, and we've adapted well, and it will only help us, you know, training in that kind of heat will get us fitter quicker.
And he's desperate to get out to training, so anyone else? No other questions? We'll let him go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.